Zach, and I'm back with another episode of Elevate and Accelerate. And I'm excited to be talking with you more about this stuff that I teach in our Build a Brand workshop. The last couple of episodes, we've talked about story, the type of entrepreneurs that we work with, and what it means to be able to build your brand and take your business to the next level by using your story, positioning yourself as an authority in your field, and ultimately being able to help more people. And so we're going to continue that conversation talking about our business trifecta. The business trifecta is media, marketing, and PR. I've talked about it before. I've had a couple other episodes where I dove in really deep, but for right now, we're just going to stay at a very high level, and I'm going to explain what the business trifecta really is and why it matters for you and your business. So, first and foremost, when you take your unique story, right? This is everything that you have, your experience, your expertise, the things that you've been through. When you've been able to combine that together, your unique story with the credibility that you're able to earn and build through mass media, becoming a best-selling author, through being on other people's podcasts, and all the different things that go into building credibility, which we'll talk about, as well as the trust you're able to build, the values that you have for your business and what you believe and how you execute and take care of your clients and your customers, coupled together with that economic engine, how you get leads, how you convert those leads into opportunities and convert those opportunities into sales. When you have that going together, working optimally for your business, you can sleep well at night knowing that you are achieving what we call living that life of joyful impact and significance. And if you remember, if you didn't see our last episode, living a life of joyful impact is really just simply you being able to live the life that you have always wanted by building the business that you want and ultimately helping other people live the lives that they want as well. And it's at that intersection of you living your life that you had designed for yourself and achieving the level of success that you wanted and continue to want while also helping people achieve that success in their lives as well, doing what you do best, is really what it means to be living a life of joyful impact. And that's really what we're all about here at Celebrity Branding Agency and what we want to help as many people accomplish as possible. Because like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about helping more people help more people, or helping the right people help more people. So when we're looking at this here, again, the combination of your story, this credibility, trust, values, all put together is really what's going to drive you forward. And the way that that works is through the business trifecta. Now, if you look at this here, I know it's got a lot of different stuff going on. And we've got media, marketing, and PR. So you can see in this Venn diagram, those three concentric circles and how they overlap on top of each other, because you can't really take away one. And if you do, you'll see what happens. Now, in previous episodes, I had talked about these different outcomes, and I'm going to go over them again here. But first, let's focus primarily on this top circle here, media. Media is a medium for sharing your story. It's how you go from being hidden, where no one really knows who you are and knows your story and knows anything about you, to being pursued, where people know who you are, they know why you do what you do, and they're interested in working with you. And that's really what it's all about and how all of this works together, right? Now, on marketing, you can see in the bottom left-hand corner here is moving from random to repeatable. When I have conversations with a lot of entrepreneurs and I ask them what they do for their marketing, it's usually an amalgamation of the different things that they heard that sounded cool, and they put it all together into this idea of, okay, well, I'm going to do this and that seemed to have worked and I get leads this way and I get referrals and I've got this thing, but it's not really a system where they can accurately say with any sort of confidence that if I do X, then I'm going to get Y, which results in Z. And so that's how we work together on moving from a place where your marketing system is really just kind of this random amalgamation of things together, and how you can implement and leverage your media credentials, your content, your credibility, the connection that you have with your audience, and everything that we have over here in PR that we're going to jump into in a second, and use that at different places throughout your marketing and sales funnel to have the greatest impact, where now you know that if you put in X number of leads, you'll convert into that many number of opportunities. And from those opportunities, you'll be able to close that Z number of sales. And so in your ability to be able to convert better at every stage along your sales process, you'll see an exponential growth in your business as a result with the same number of leads. And that's how this business trifecta all works together. But as you can see, each element, these three levers, as you call them, also have accelerators on the outside that make up this process and how you can achieve the correct and quickest and most powerful and effective way of implementing your media, leveraging your media, using your media. Same thing with marketing. And then finally with PR. Now, PR is something that we'll talk about a little bit later. And it's something that I think a lot of people know and understand, but aren't really sure about either. And if you ask them to tell you what PR is, they'll kind of come up with a lot of different answers. Even a simple Google search, if you just were to search what is public relations, returns a number of different results, and some things even conflicting. And so when we're talking about PR, we're really talking about moving from being able to move from a place of where you are just self-promoting yourself. Like where if you take media, which is a medium for sharing your story, and marketing, which is that economic engine, really it's just you talking about what you do. And again, over and over and over and over and again. So you're promoting yourself, which you have to do in order to grow your business. But that PR element is then third-party credibility, third-party validation, your client stories, reviews, testimonials, all of different things that validate what you are saying as well. But we go a step further and talk about how PR is also your reputation. It's your values. And ultimately, it is your community and how you've been able to build and maintain that community where now you move from a place of just promoting yourself to being celebrated by other people. Your work is being celebrated. It's being shared. It's being disseminated out, sometimes even without you knowing. And that's what's really great about it. Now, as you can see, is in the places where these overlap, and I'll see if I could do like a little point. Nope, I can't because things are all backwards, but somewhere in there, where these circles overlap with each other is what we call the outcomes. These are the outcomes when these different levers are working together. And so the first one of those, and let me get out of your way here, is the brand story. Okay. And the question that we ask here is, how can you stand out above your competition and build trust in your market? And that's by building a brand. And as I've mentioned before, a brand is a story, branding is storytelling, and a great brand is a story that others share for you. So that's the first outcome. Now, the second outcome here is your digital DNA. The digital DNA is when somebody shows up on your virtual doorstep, right? Because that's what we do. We do research. We have access to the internet. It gives us the ability to really be able to dig into what people say. If we're willing and wanting to work with somebody, we want to know more about who they are and what they know and see if it aligns with the things that we align with. One of the examples that I like to use is in the fitness industry, right? So I've got a pretty medium build. I'm not a super bulky guy. I don't put on a lot of muscle. And so when I go out and look for, let's say, a fitness trainer, I'm going to be looking for somebody who is talking about the types of things that I know align with what my goals are. So for example, if they're talking about powerlifting and putting on a whole bunch of muscle mass and all those different things, that's not going to be somebody that I work with. Now, they might be really good at what they do. They might be saying really valuable and helpful information, but it's not really something that I'm looking for. I'd be looking more for that functional strength, somebody who's going to show me more about calisthenics or running or body weight movements or flexibility and some of these different things that I really do enjoy. And so when I hear somebody providing content around that type of information, I'm going to listen to what they have to say. And if what they're saying jives with things that I know and believe and have heard and understand and have done and seen results with my own body, then that's going to be the person that I'm going to talk to first, right? And so you are talking to your ideal audience. And now when they show up on your virtual doorstep, because again, we have the ability to be able to do that now more so than ever, what are they going to see? Does it look like the last time you've updated your website was in 1995? Is the content that you put out there outdated? Does it look like you are even relevant anymore? So your digital DNA is extremely important because it's the first handshake. It's that first opportunity at a first impression that you're really going to have with somebody, even if they're a referral. So the level of trust that's passed along when someone says, hey, I've gotten a lot of value from working this with this person, you should talk to them too. There's a transfer of trust there, right? But that person more often than not is also going to look you up. They want to see more about who you are and get to know a little bit more about what you do. And when they show up, if you don't look like you are relevant or that you can solve the type of problem that they are currently having, even with that referral, they're going to come in a little bit more hesitant than they were before. So again, your digital DNA is extremely important. Now, the last one of these is an inspired audience. And when I talk about an inspired audience, I'm talking about a group of people who are following you, who are digesting your content, who see you as that go-to authority in your field. They are looking to you for information. And the reality is that they might not even be a client. They might never be a client, but they're so interested in what you have to say, and maybe they can't afford your services, but they're also telling their friends and family members about it. Or the next time that they hear somebody talking about it, they're like, oh, I listen to this podcast. You should check it out too. And so then you get clients from resources that you didn't even know existed, right? And so this is a key component to your business. Now, an inspired audience and the community that comes with that is also the type of people that you work with, right? Who do you have in your life? What types of groups are you a part of that's helping you be better and do better and what you have to offer as well? Okay. So that is the three outcomes. If you remember our business trifecta model that we were just talking about here, those are the three outcomes that show up in those overlapping circles. Now, I want to show you what happens if one of these things are not working that well in your business, right? So if we take any one of these three levers, as I'm calling them, and remove them from the picture, what ends up happening is that you lose two of the outcomes. I'll make that bigger for you to look at. So if you take out media, again, media is a medium for sharing your story. And so if you don't share your story and you're not putting it out there, your client's story, then you don't have a brand, right? Because media is a medium for sharing your story. Now, when I look at this picture, and it makes me laugh every time I see it, I kind of put those two X's on there, is that you lose those two outcomes as well. It looks like an angry stormtrooper to me. So anyway, this is the angry stormtrooper face. This is not something that you want for your business, which is why it is so important for you to be able to share your story and to have media and mass media credentials and to leverage content and all of those things to help you build your brand and position yourself as that go-to expert in your particular field. Now, the same thing's true over here. If we take out your marketing and your economic engine, well, the reality is you don't have a business. And nothing against nonprofits or anything like that, but they're really good at media and PR. They've got the story of the people that they help, the story of the founder, the story of the mission that they're on. They do really good at sharing their story. And then they've got third-party validation. They've got other organizations and events and different things that are giving you access and information that they really are good at helping people, you know, whether that's feeding or helping the homeless or whatever it might be that they do. They have a media and PR arm, but a lot of times these nonprofits are operating in a deficit. And that's because they don't have the economic engine that helps them get support and the donors and the type of information that they need, because they focus so much on these other areas. Not to their fault, but that's what ends up happening in a lot of these places. And the biggest nonprofits, the one that do really well, are the ones that do have that third piece, that run it like a successful business. All right. And the last one here is, if you take out PR, then you have no backing. So again, if you're the one who's sharing your story and you're the one who's putting it in front of the people, which is a part of growing your business, and a lot of times what got you to this place now, where you are now, but you don't have client stories, you don't have testimonials, you aren't sharing your reviews, you don't have the social proof, you don't have third-party validation of other organizations or networks or places talking about the fact that you do help out in the community and that you do the things that you promise, then you don't have any backing. You don't have that third-party credibility that is affirming and authenticating your authenticity, right? And those are two different things. And so, again, it's really important to have all three of these things working together seamlessly in order to be able to really take your business to that next level. And that's why in the model that I showed in the last episode, it's how you transcend these different stages of your entrepreneurial journey. It doesn't matter if you're that anxious entrepreneur where you're just sort of getting started and you're in the grind and it's all about, you know, hustle, 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 100 hours a week and everything else, or you're that comfortable entrepreneur, right? You're that established entrepreneur who's got a business, you have a system in place, but you're doing the same thing over and over again and hoping that it's going to take you to the next level. This is that something different that is going to accelerate you, elevate your brand, and accelerate you, right? Title of the show, to take you to that next level. And that's what this is all about. And so hopefully you've been able to see here today kind of how these three things that I talk about so often really do fit together. And when you just take out one of them, you lose the outcomes that are necessary for you to be able to build your brand, build your authority, and grow your business. So hopefully that was helpful for you. I love sharing it with you. We'll dig in a little bit deeper to the media, the marketing, the PR, and all that stuff in future episodes. But just wanted to give you a high level look of what this is all about and give you a visualization of what it is that I talk about all the time when I talk about the business trifecta and how it can work for you and how all these different elements work together. And I'll show you more of that in a future episode. So as always, if you did find this helpful, please feel free to share it with anybody else who you think might find it helpful as well. Like, subscribe, all of those fun things that you can do. And as always, until next time, keep elevating and accelerating. Cheers.